Welcome back to the program as we are at the middle of the week between week 7 and week 8. I'm joined by Robert McElroy as I always am on Wednesday. Robert, good day. And now, before we get started with our selections for week 8, Robert is our Auburn insider here on the program on the Bun Sports Show. So I'm going to get him to give us some thoughts on Auburn's 17-6 victory over the Florida Gators on Saturday and the announcement yesterday from head coach Gene Chizik that Clint Mosley will replace Barrett Trotter as the starting quarterback this Saturday in Baton Rouge. So, Robert, good day, and take it over.
Good day. I appreciate it, man. It's always good to be here. It's very flattering to be called an Auburn insider. Maybe I'm just more of an observer, will, but to be called it is very flattering and nice, and it's good to be here as always, Bud. I appreciate it. This, the weather's so much better, man. It's starting to turn out to be like, I call this chilly. This is gumbo cooking weather. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Love it. I absolutely love it. Well, as always, having me. As you said, a big announcement yesterday with Gene Chizik announcing that Clint Mosley will be starting this weekend. But that's not really a much of a surprise. He came in and gave what Gene Chizik called a press conference spark in the offense. And from a passing standpoint, I guess he did. That team has been able to run the ball pretty well. The most part all year. It was pretty tough in the Florida game that Mike Dyer only gained the ball one time in the second quarter, and that really puzzled me. I had tweeted, you know, it doesn't take a high-paid offensive coordinator to figure out that he can be your workhorse. So I was puzzled there and a bit disappointed. And with 2 missed goals in that game, Auburn could have really put the dagger in them. And I do feel like, though, that even though Auburn's defense has improved tenfold from what it was at the beginning of the year, I also think Florida looked pretty vanilla offensively.
It was a disaster.
So much when you had second, third, fifth string quarterbacks in there, you know. All that said, Auburn's defense still deserves the credit due to them. I think defensive end Corey Lemonnier, who was co-defensive player of the week, it's starting to become what I think the Auburn coaching staff was looking for him to become when they recruited the kid. He's a defensive end out of the state of Florida, extremely talented, and he's really, really to step up and come into and become a leader on that. Much needed leader along young, sophomore laden defense front. So there's a lot to take away from this. The defense has stepped up their game, and now there's a bit of an offensive struggle, but maybe with the addition of Clint Mosley as the starter, maybe that's just what they need. But they have a tall order ahead of them against LSU.
Yep. Well, let's get to it. Talking about this next week, and we have several games on the docket as always. Let's start with the game between two SEC programs that is pretty straightforward. Does Arkansas have any problem going to Oxford this weekend to face the former Arkansas head coach, Houston Nutt?
Yeah, well, this is easy. I already want to know this week by picking Arkansas to beat Ole Miss. So it's become downright easy to pick. It's pathetically easy to do that. Arkansas, not really known as a running football team, they're going to do it against the Rebels, as Miss has one of the worst runs in the entire conference. You saw Alabama was able to do against them. Trent Richardson had a Heisman-like day this past weekend. And, you know, in a year like this year where it has not been the year of the quarterback in the SEC, I think Tyler Wilson, regardless of that, I think he stands above the rest, in my opinion. You look around from top to bottom in the league, if you're going to rank quarterbacks 1 through 12, don't you put Tyler Wilson there at 1? I do. I look for him to have a big day.
We move now to the Big 12, where Oklahoma State travels to Missouri. I don't think this is going to be an upset for Oklahoma State. And by the way, I'm picking Arkansas as well in the previous game, as if anybody wouldn't. But Oklahoma State, you know, going to I'm going to take the Cowboys in this one. But I do think on the road in Columbia, Missouri now maybe an SEC team before long, courtesy of the New York Times this week. What do you think the chances are that Oklahoma State could have a big-time scare and possibly even an upset?
Well, you know, it wouldn't be the craziest thing that's ever happened. The teams have gone on the road to Columbia, Missouri, and struggled. It's an 11 a.m. kickoff. Like you say, it's in Columbia, Missouri. That can be a dangerous game for Oklahoma State if they're not careful. Missouri's no pushover. They've had some fine offensive football teams under Gary Pinkle. I didn't realize it until I saw it, but Missouri is actually 13th nationally in rushing, averaging 236 yards per game. I'm still going to take Oklahoma State, having said all that. I love what they have offensively, and I think they remain undefeated perhaps until they play Oklahoma, barring anything crazy, I think.
It was a year ago that Oklahoma traveled to Columbia, and I don't know if it was a year ago on this week, but it was pretty close to it, and they, of course, were number one in the country and were upended by the Tigers. But I agree with you. I'm going to take Oklahoma State cautiously here with a test in on the road. How about USC at Notre Dame? This game usually is a big game, or in most years is. The last few years it hasn't been, and it's because USC's been on probation and is ineligible to participate in postseason play. Notre Dame has still been trying to find itself, and this year everybody thought it was going to be their year. Well, it hasn't been in the least with the opening two losses. So now USC and Notre Dame is a game with a lot less national implication, but it's still USC and Notre Dame. And so who are you taking in this one?
Well, I tell you, Notre Dame has come a long way after 0-2 start. They've now won four straight. They're not ball over as much anymore. That's a part of their Notre Dame to get the win this game. Here's what the last 3 weeks have looked like for the Irish. 2 weeks ago, they scored 59 points, Academy, at home to the South. And then they had a bye week this game. So put much stock in how a team plays coming off a bye week. It's kind of, it is what it is. But I'll take the rest of Notre Dame finally playing a little bit like the BCS contending team. Everybody thought they'd be in the preseason. USC, they've had a little trouble defense. So I look for that to be a factor as well.
And I'm going to take USC in this one. I think USC is going to go on the road and upset Notre Dame. I don't know if it's going to be one of those games for the ages as we've seen in this series before. And, of course, the game, as we mentioned, doesn't have a whole lot of national implications other than Notre Dame trying to continue to end up its record at a good mark. But I'm going to take USC. I think USC will go on the road and steal one here from Notre Dame. Texas Tech is on the road this week, and they are going to Oklahoma. Of course, the Sooners are rated number 3 in the latest BCS standings. Texas Tech, though, can be an interesting opponent. They have had 2 weeks in a row that they've come up short against Texas A&M and Kansas State. Now they go on the road to face Oklahoma. Is there any chance that Oklahoma is upset by the Red Raiders this weekend?
Well, no, I'm going to take Oklahoma in this one. I love their defense. I just love everything they have going on. Everybody in the country, they see exactly what I see in Oklahoma, a very dominant football team that will likely end up in New Orleans. Now, Texas Tech is 6th in the country, though, in passing, but Oklahoma, you see, will have a defense that can answer that. I like Oklahoma in this one, obviously, but Tech can't seem to catch a break with their schedule. Like most teams in college football, they're in the meat of their schedule right now. They've had two consecutive losses, like you say, to both Texas A&M and Kansas State. Now they go to Oklahoma. Then they'll have to turn around and play Iowa State, who's no longer a Big 12 pushover. And I believe after that, I think Tech has to go play Texas, which is always a big game for them. So Tech can't seem to really catch a break schedule-wise. I'll take the Sooners in this one.
The third Saturday in October is going to be played in Tuscaloosa this weekend, and I imagine Alabama fans will want to watch. Tennessee fans maybe not so much, as the Vols come off of a bludgeoning 38-7 from LSU, and now they have to go to Tuscaloosa, so fortune's not the best right now if you're a wearer of Big Orange. But how do you see this game shaping up? Does Tennessee give Alabama any test going into the off week before the big LSU game?
This game is usually such a well-caught by the Volunteers, no matter how much better Alabama to be. This game is with a lot of emotion on both sides of the ball, and Tennessee seems to always be up for it. Having that, the Tennessee team without Tyler Bray doesn't have much of a chance.
No.
An Alabama defense that's been dominant as it has. Tyler Bray may not be back until the Vanderbilt game on the 19th, possibly the Kentucky game a week after that at the regular season's end. So it's going to be pretty rough for Voller Nation between now and then. I think Richardson, he's having a very husband-like career, and rightfully so, looking up.
Yep, you're right, and I'm going to take Alabama, too. I agree with you. I don't think it's going to be the 52-7 victory by any means that we saw last week with Alabama over Ole Miss, but I do think Tennessee, I mean, they've got to be beaten up from LSU, and as you mentioned, they don't have their starting quarterback. They don't have Hunter either, so Tennessee is really reeling right now, so I will take Alabama to smoothly walk into that open date. How about Washington?
Hey, go ahead. Forgive me, I must cut you off.
Okay.
Texas, you didn't pick Texas Tech Oklahoma, or did you? I didn't think you did.
Well, I'm taking the Sooners. There's no question about that.
Word. Moving along.
Washington at Stanford. This one, you know, it smells of an upset because Washington to this point has done very well on their season, and they're a much improved football team. Stanford, though, is a juggernaut. The question is, and I'm going to take Stanford in the game just simply because I really just can't pick against them at home, but this could be that game that Stanford stubs its toe on. What do you say?
Well, it could be. Up to this point, schedule-wise, it's very easy for Stanford up to this point, but it's no longer a weenie roast for them going into this game. It's Washington. This can be perceived as Stanford's first true test. They have, if you look at who they've beaten so far and how bad they've beaten them, they haven't really had to be this up for an opponent all year long. The Washington Huskies come into this one 5-1 with their only loss coming against Nebraska. And Nebraska's no pushover. National perception is that the Pac-12 is a two-team race between Stanford and Oregon. Washington is not far behind us at all if you look at the Pac-12 grand scheme of things. Now, just because I haven't gotten to really evaluate Washington and haven't really got to really sit down and watch them as much as I would have liked, I've never doubted Steve Sarkisian's ability to be a great football coach. I think ultimately I like the first pick of the 2012 NFL draft, Andrew Luck, to lead Stanford to a win. I think they're also a more physical-style football team. And Pac-12 traditionally more of a finesse style league, but Stanford is the opposite of that. And I think teams the last year had trouble against Stanford for that very reason, how hard-nosed they are. I like the hard-nosed play and the talent of Andrew Luck to get it done against Washington.
And as I said, I did too. Auburn is going on the road this week to face LSU, and Auburn has been able to pull games out of the fire all year that we didn't think they could. South Carolina, a number of people picked against them in that one. They were able to win that one. Florida, they were able to win that one last week, even though I thought they would. And now they're on the road to going to LSU. It's a much different test this time for Auburn, and I want to say that they can maybe find a way to win this game, but I just really don't think they can, not in Baton Rouge. The visitor really never does well in this series over time, if you go back and look through the last several years. So I'm going to take the Tigers, and I don't think it'll be a blowout, but it'll be double digits, I think, win for LSU.
Well, Auburn has struggled against high-powered offenses this season, a la both of the losses they've had against both Clemson and Arkansas. You don't beat Auburn by running the football because the run defense has improved tenfold from what it was at the beginning of the year. Like I alluded to earlier, since then, Corey Lemonnier is beginning to come into his own as one of the more productive players on that Auburn D. So Darren Bates playing pretty well, too, and El Tufu finally starting to play well against the run also. So I think LSU will need to open up their offense a bit because even though I love what Spencer Ware and Michael bring to the table running the ball, I just don't know that this offense will be able to run all over Auburn. I think probably late in the fourth, as Auburn gets worn down a bit, I think they'll be able to. So I'm going to be interested to see if he does with actually open up a bit and how much you trust quarterback Jarrett Lee and others to get going against that Auburn Offensively, you have brand new Clint Mosley stepping into a hostile environment. I mean, I can't think of a more baptism by situation than that. You know, I think it's going to be a struggle for Auburn as LSU will get the victory by doing what LSU does, by playing hard-nosed D and being able to do what they do on offense to get it done.
Let's travel now to East Lansing, Michigan. Last week, the Michigan State Spartans defeated the Michigan Wolverines for what I believe is the fourth year in a row now. They have come to own that state. Now they are at home against the Wisconsin Badgers, who are, of course, number 4 and 6-0 in the nation. So Wisconsin going on the road to East Lansing. You know it's going to be rocking. It's 7 o'clock ABC. I'm sure game day is going to be there. All lights will be on this game. Does Wisconsin have what it takes to go into East Lansing and beat a pretty hard-nosed Michigan State team led by Kirk Cousins, or does Michigan State bring the upset in this game?
Well, I'm going to take Wisconsin in this game. I think both teams have their hands full, but ultimately Russell Wilson improves on his Heisman campaign and leads Wisconsin to a win. Michigan State sure did look good, though, against Michigan. I was impressed by that. And I think Michigan State proved that they're not going to let a quarterback like a Denard Robinson beat them. But this time they have Russell Wilson to deal with. I think, though, Russell Wilson and Wisconsin get it done, though.
I'm agree with you because I just think Wisconsin's too good. I know it's on the road and it's going to be a huge test. It's going to be a fun game to watch, I think, but I'm going to go with Wisconsin. But I was impressed with what I saw, and I watched just about every play of that Michigan-Michigan State game last Saturday morning, and I was impressed with what I saw from Michigan State. Although they had so many penalties, that was the one drawback of the game. They had, I believe, 135 yards worth of penalties, which is way unacceptable. But their team was playing very well, and I think they'll be a little bit sharper for this weekend. Having said all that, like you said, Russell Wilson and the Wisconsin offensive line is going to be too much for the Spartans. Well, Robert, good stuff as always, and we'll talk again next week.
Yeah, man, we'll see you then.
It's a good stuff. Bun Sports Show on bunsports.com here. Remember, keep it here for the latest news, analysis of everything in college football and primarily the SEC. We will be back soon.